children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning, why, we're just going to do open lines, and we hope that many of you will be giving us a call, because usually we just sort of start talking. My telephone number, you remember, is 877-254-7524. There are so many interesting, fascinating things going on. Certainly the Dan Brown book of the Lost Symbol is very, very important, because in many ways he verifies what we've been trying to tell you for a long time. The book opens with a quotation: "To be in the world and not understand the world is like being in a magnificent library and not being able to touch any of the books. To be in the world and not understand the world is like being in a magnificent library and not being able to touch any of the books." And of course, it was written by man. He didn't use the man who wrote it. He gave the reference to a book called The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Now, to the average individual, that really wouldn't mean anything. But, of course, to somebody who studied the occult, why, of course, you know that that was the ultimate book, the final book written by Manly P. Hall. And who was Manly P. Hall? He was the leading Masonic philosopher of all time, at least according to the Scottish Rite Journal, when he passed away in the early 1990s. And he had been given a fabulous sum of money back in the 1930s, $100,000 or more a year, to travel throughout the world to accumulate all of the books dealing with the mysteries, the mystery religions, the secret mystery that's been passed down through the centuries. And in fact, it's said that his collection was so important that actually Franklin Roosevelt, who was president of that time, sent a crew out to copy all of those books so that he would have access to them, because everyone wants to know what the secret is, the secret of the ages. And certainly why Manly P. Hall understood that. If you read his writings, it becomes very, very clear. Well, of course, this is what Dan Brown tries to bring out in his book. But from his point of view, this, of course, is very real, and it is what people should know and understand, and what it should follow, because, of course, it's been said that if you don't believe in the God of the Christian Bible, It's not that you believe in nothing. It's that you believe in anything. And there are many people who actually embrace this other religion, this other philosophy. And, of course, this other philosophy will tell you that you can do anything you want to. You can actually manipulate matter with your mind. And Dan Brown brings this out in the book. And there's a woman named Catherine Solomon, and she's sort of the heroine of the book. And she is the sister of Peter Solomon, who is a keeper of the mysterious pyramid of the 33rd degree Masons, and it's been in the family for generations, and it has a secret message for humanity. But they can't let anyone learn this secret. I mean, this is the secret that's been passed down through the ages, and of course is manifest in modern day Masonry. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And give us a call, because that way I know that I'm on the telephone, I'm on the air, and otherwise I'm just sort of talking here into blank space. But basically what Mandy P. Hall and the others who have written about this is that they're is another dimension that you can tap into where you can get great power. And, of course, certainly those of us who've studied this from a Christian perspective recognize this other dimension, recognize that the power is available, recognize where that power comes from. Now, I did an interview yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll find it archived on my webpage for yesterday. It should be up there, posted by now. And it was with Mr. James Wasserman, who's a very nice man, who's written about the history of Masonic Washington, or the Masonic history of Washington. I'm not sure the exact title of his book, but I've read it. It's very good. It points out that the entire architecture of our nation's capital is centered on Masonic concepts. And, of course, we've done an interview recently with Chris Pinto. We'll have him on here as well. And Chris points out that if you go to Washington on a quiet day where there's not a great deal of wind, there are all sorts of reflecting ponds. These large ponds that they see, for instance, between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. And if you look at the ponds, they reflect. They reflect the image of the Lincoln Memorial in the water, the reflection of the Washington Monument in the water. So you see the monument, and then you see the water. As above, so below. And that, of course, is the slogan of the New Age and the occultists. Because, of course, what you're seeing then here on Earth is a reflection of your seeing in Heaven. Now, when somebody uses that phrase, understand they're coming from the occult side, because this is an occult idea. And, of course, that we're seeing in the world what we're seeing in Heaven, no, not at all. We will never see in the world what we see in Heaven, because, of course, Heaven is the realm where God dwells. And the earth is the place where we dwell, and there will not be a kingdom of heaven here on earth until God's return. Right now, of course, the earth is under the control and dominance of Lucifer himself. And in the process of our discussion yesterday, I simply brought out the letter G that you often use in Masonic emblems. We'll talk about that when we get back, to give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, We find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and one of the interesting things, you know, I learned yesterday, or had confirmed, and I've confirmed this before with Mr. Wasserman, and I think it's so important that you understand, and when I do an interview with somebody I don't agree with, I'm not going to argue with them. I want to get the information out that they have, that they understand, that they've learned, and certainly you do this by talking, and I very much like Mr. Wasserman. I think he's a very nice person. He's conservative. He's concerned about America. He's a patriot. He recognizes the Masonic influence in Washington, D.C., and like so many Masons, he believes in America. He believes in America's destiny, but he believes America's destiny is to bring about this wonderful new world. I don't believe America's destiny was to bring about this wonderful new world under the Masonic concept of a worldwide utopian republic, because of course it is not a society under God, or at least not the God that we know. It's under the other God, the God that they worship, the great architect of the universe. And so basically I was discussing the G that you'll see embraced if you've ever seen the Masonic compass and square, where the square is down below with the two arms, the compass is up above with two arms, and in between there's a G. And people will tell people initially that, oh well, G is for geometry, because of course geometry is the basis of building, and that's what the compass and square are about. Your building, you know, your. And of course, this was part of this whole tradition of masonry that originated with the people who built the great temples, the great cathedrals of the past, magnificent buildings. But what people don't understand is these people kept the secret, and they were part of the secret societies that existed going back to antiquity. And you can look at the great mosque if you've ever been to Jerusalem, and you see the great mosque that was built there in 600 A.D., or certainly you go back and you look at the pyramids, probably built 5,000 years ago. Why? How did they do it? Well, they possessed the secret knowledge, and that secret knowledge has been passed down through the Masons and other secret societies. Well, of course, modern-day Masonry doesn't build buildings, but they still, of course, worship geometry. And so the G, in part, stands for geometry that was, of course, initially brought to the West by a man named Pythagoras, who had obtained the knowledge of geometry, the secret knowledge, back 500 B.C., after he took a trip to the Near East and contacted the mystics there and began accumulating what was known as the secret knowledge. And that is the basis of geometry and trigonometry. And eventually, of course, became the basis of modern-day electronics and the computer and all of these wonderful things we have that have come to us, but I believe almost all of it came from the secret knowledge. Well, anyway, of course, in the course of discussion with Mr. Wasserman, we actually talked about how, you know, there are many levels of reality. And, of course, the first, everything is concealed. You must understand everything is concealed because they don't want the common people to understand. And just as they will have a story like, oh, alchemy is turning dross lead into gold. No, that's not what alchemy really is about. Alchemy is the perfectibility of the human being. And just as most men are common and base like lead, why, of course, they can become gold. Alchemy is the transformation of the individual from what he was, which was lead, into the golden being he can be if he embraces this this new religion and taps into the secret knowledge. Well, it sounds really wonderful, but you don't want to tap into that secret knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you about it only to warn you away from it, because, of course, the G in the geometry as you go and you advance means that a G is God. And, of course, their God is the great architect of the universe. And then the next phrase is to realize that the G really stands for Gnosticism. And most people will never learn that, because, of course, most people don't even understand what Gnosticism is. But Masonry is a means of studying, looking for the hidden knowledge, and they do not tell you what it is. You find it on your own. It's interwoven in the writings of Manly P. Hall and the writings of Albert Pike and of Mackey and of the other great Masons of the past. And it takes you a long time before you understand, first of all, what God they're worshiping, and certainly the meaning of the word Gnostic. Because if you then study the Gnostic religion, you find there are two gods. There is the great God that gives you freedom. And then there is the second-class, second-rate God, the God of the Bible, the God of Jesus Christ. That is their belief, not mine, but they honestly believe that there is a good God, Lucifer, who gives you freedom, and you can then do whatever you want to. And just as, for instance, the Christian believes that murder and this sort of thing is bad, the Luciferian believes that under the right circumstances, that murder is perfectly all right, that adultery is all right, that lying and cheating are all right. And those of you who heard some of my interviews with Barry Shamus, as he talks about the Sabbatean sect within Judaism, those who say they're Jews but they're not, why, of course, everything that the Bible and the Torah says, of course, he comes at it from a Jewish point of view, everything that the Torah says is good, they say is bad. Everything the Torah says is bad, they say is good. And they have certainly a mirror image of everything in Christianity within, of course, the Sabbatean movement, within the satanic movement, those who worship Lucifer. And people say, that's crazy talk. I mean, nobody would worship Lucifer today. Yes, they would. But they don't want people to know what they're doing. And so as you read Dan Brown's book, he will tell you about all sorts of things. The hero Robert Langdon, is racing to get away from the police. They rushed past a building there in Washington, D.C., where the writings of Francis Bacon are housed. And he brings this out, and the original manuscript of Francis Bacon's book, The New Atlantis, is housed. He just mentioned this very casually in passing. Most people would read it and not pick up on it. But, of course, to those of us who understand what's going on, who've seen the Secret Mystery series of DVDs, which we do carry here at Radio Liberty, to expose the other dimension, why Francis Bacon is a pivotal character. In fact, they have a statue of him in the Library of Congress. Why? Because, of course, the Library of Congress is, so well as so many of the other buildings in Washington, D.C., reflect the allegiance to the other religion. But we can't let the common people understand that. There have been two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult. Initially, the occult had to hide itself because, of course, it was totally heretical. But now, of course, the heretical part is in total control. Christianity is an eclipse, and America is no longer a Christian nation. Why? Because they've taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And then we wonder why, when we tell our children when they're really nothing more than simply animals, there is no God, why, of course, we ascended from apes, we wonder why our children act like monkeys and without a moral conscience and why they kill and why we have this total degradation of society. Because of without the constraints of a belief in God, being answerable to God and fearing God, you end up with moral anarchy. And that is exactly what the Luciferians want. And as the Christians have a holy trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so they have a sacred trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, the coming world leader, and the false prophet, who will lead this new unity of religions that is being formed today. And all of these things are coming to fruition. And Dan Brown's book is, well, sort of almost like John the Baptist, the herald of the new religion that will soon grasp America. And one of the things, if you didn't see the interview of Matt Lauer with Dan Brown, it was just last week. My son recorded it, and so we watched it over the weekend. It was fascinating, and you can get the transcript up on the Internet. You may be able to get the tape of that. It would be well worthwhile watching several times. That's Matt Lauer's interview with Dan Brown on his book, The Lost Symbol. And Dan, they get into the fact that there is this power that's available by which you can utilize your mind to change matter. You can utilize your mind to change matter. Now, that may sound foolish and stupid to you, but it's not. The military, the CIA, has been working with these supernatural forces for many years. New movie coming out, George Clooney's produced it, called The Men Who Stare at Goats. What is it? It's about the military program by which their generals and other high-ranking military people who've been working with this concept of using their mind to alter matter. And I've told you in the past about my experience not actually seeing it done, but seeing the spoon, that what a major general who worked with the this unit of the men who look at goats, a unit of the military that was probing the supernatural, and the spoon had been bent into two circles. Well, if you've ever taken up a spoon and tried to bend it, you realize you can't do it. But he was able to do it not from his own power, but because he was able to tap into this supernatural power, and that can then transform material things. It can do anything. And of course, they got into a discussion, not of course of the you know, the military unit or the general who bent the spoon. I held the spoon in my hand and tried to bend it back, and I'm getting not as strong as I used to be, but even when I was very young, there's no way I could have done that, because they were able to defy the laws of nature. This is what it's all about. And Matt Lauer looked at Dan Brown and said, almost in exasperation, how can they, you know, use your mind to change matter? And Dan Brown said, well, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't believe that's true at all. I'm sure he does know exactly what this is all about, but he'd be afraid to put this down, you know, to expose this to the common people, because, of course, there is one layer of knowledge for the people who, of course, are leading the other movement, the Luciferian movement in America and throughout the world. And then the knowledge for the common people. You can be intrigued. You can catch glimpses of this and in Rhonda Byrne's book or DVD, The Secret, and it's very, very accurate. There is a secret. There is power out there. You can learn to manipulate reality with your mind, but ladies and gentlemen, never try to do these things. Never play the mind games. We're warned in the Holy Scriptures to avoid the fortune tellers and the divine and the astrologers. And the media. Give us a call, 877-277.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people of Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breathe through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. 877-344-7524. Well, we really started out talking about Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. And, Sydney, as you go through the book, it's a fast-moving, really exciting book, and he really knows how to hold your attention. But against the backdrop of this is the revelation that Washington, D.C. was actually designed by Masons, and of course everything there is a reflection of the Masonic influence. And he is absolutely right. The average Christian has no concept that our nation's capital was designed certainly against the backdrop of reconstituting there the architecture of ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and go to Greece, you see the Parthenon with the great pillars, and what do you see? And certainly in places like the Lincoln Memorial, the great pillars, the house of the temple, the pillars, so many of our buildings, magnificent marble buildings in Washington, D.C., are simply a reflection of the ancient architecture of the ancient societies built upon the knowledge of the mystery religions. But even more than that, if you look at the statuary, so much of it is occult. Statues of Neptune and the other Greek gods, and you'll see them all over Washington, D.C., whether it be Venus or Athena, or astrology and all sorts of the signs of the zodiac painted on the ceilings of buildings. They understand the occult, and the occult influence in this country from its very inception, never to be known by the common people. And, of course, this is what it's really all about. And of course, there is one message for the common folks like you and I. There is another message for the elite. And, of course, you may be allowed to know that, to learn that when you're in college. And, of course, if you're one of the elite, why, your teachers will tell you. But if you're a common individual, you'll never learn. But they find the occult, the elite. For instance, Aristotle had been a student of Plato. And so he was schooled in the mystery religions. And, of course, then he taught them to his most famous student, Alexander the Great, who was also schooled in the mystery religions. And most people don't understand that Alexander the Great was able to conquer the known world at that time with a very small band of Macedonians because he utilized the secret. And, of course, the secret has been used by great generals in the past to defeat their enemies. How were they able to do it? They were able to tap into the supernatural power. How can we verify my statement? Well, there's a book called It's Plutarch's The Age of Alexander. It was written by Plutarch back in the 1st or 2nd century, I believe in the 1st century. So you're dealing with something, a book written about 400 years about after Alexander the Great, did conquer the world, died at a very young age, as you know. In fact, he died the same year that that Aristotle, his teacher, died. I think it was about 320, 322, somewhere in there, but B.C. But, of course, in this book, why Plutarch talks about how Alexander was furious with his teacher, Aristotle, and he writes him a letter and says, how can you possibly have done this? You've taught me the mysteries, and then you've written a book about the mysteries. And, of course, I'm able to control other men because I understand the mysteries, and now you've let everybody understand them. And Aristotle writes back and says, no. I mean, you can read all you want to about the mysteries, but if somebody doesn't coach you in them, why, you cannot understand them. I mean, and that's really very true. I mean, you can read, say, Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, and you can read it through a couple of times, and there are all sorts of truths there. But unless you know the key, you can't unlock the truth. And, of course, his one story there of the Garden of Eden. And you read it, and you end up scratching your head. You say, well, what's he talking about? Because he will tell you that the demon who came to Adam and Eve and told them not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then it was the angel of light who came to them and told them, go ahead and eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then you can be as gods. Well, I always thought that was Lucifer that did that, you see. And you read it, you can't figure it out, because here in this story, you can read in Albert Pike's The Morals and Dogma, God is bad and Lucifer is good. But that's what it's really all about. That is the basis of the Gnostic religion, which is the foundation of modern-day Masonry. And that is why, after you've got to the third layer of the onion, and you look at the Masonic symbol, and you see the G in the center between the compass and the square, that G is no longer geometry, it's no longer good, it's Gnosticism, which believes in two gods. And until you understand that they are there, they are real, they dominate every aspect of life, nothing makes sense. In fact, everybody should have J. Michael Bennett come on here, and he's a wonderful young man with a ministry in Tennessee, a radio ministry, who, of course, one day will pick up where I've left off, and he listens to our programs regularly. He's gone on far beyond wherever I have gone, because he is he was actually invited to be the speaker at a conference where so many of the leaders of the occult movement gather, and there was Edgar Mitchell was there, the astronaut. There's Dr. Greer, who's written so extensively about UFOs and trying to get people to understand that UFOs are real, that there's a government cover-up, and he's absolutely right. They are real. But, of course, they are from the supernatural realm. They're not aliens from outer space. And the information about them is being concealed by the government, not because they're not real, but because they don't want people to understand the supernatural realm. Because, of course, that's what this is really all about. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world government, to raise standards of living throughout the world as now at this time in history. And believe me, there is a timetable. And this is the time when we begin to lower the living standards of America, to impoverish the people here, bring them into favor. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line. And if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings? Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. This is Open Line, so give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Because Open Line means that you have to participate out there. I'm just talking off the top of my head, but you can find my interview with J. Michael Bennett, it was a couple of nights ago. In fact, it was Monday evening. It was a 9 o'clock interview, and J. Michael was actually invited to this meeting. He was the only Christian there, along with one other Christian, because of course he was going to be speaking before one of the largest groups of occultists that they meet on a regular basis, and the channelers and the mediums. The other people who are into the supernatural were there. As I said, Edgar Mitchell was there. Dr. Greer, who is written so much about UFOs, were there. All of the leaders of the occult movement were there. And, of course, he was called upon to... He gave a featured speech. And, of course, he got up. And he did the unthinkable. He invoked the name of Jesus Christ and said, you know, every time people turn to the occult, it leads to disaster. And he talked about what he had told them. He told them, you know, if you go to the Bible, and we're told in the Bible to avoid the supernatural, to avoid the mediums and the astrologers and the fortune tellers and the diviners, because of course God has told us not to delve into these things. And what happened to Saul when of course he went to the witch of Endor? I mean, what happened to the other world leaders when they consulted these supernatural forces? And time and again they did. And time and again it led to disaster. And what happened in Egypt, of course, when Moses, of course, went to the Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And, of course, the Pharaoh had priests, and these people tapped into the supernatural. And you remember, of course, that every miracle that Moses was able to actually perform, they could perform it too. Moses cast down his rod, and it became a serpent. And they cast down their rods, and they became serpents too. There is a supernatural realm. But we are not to try to access it for power or knowledge. And that's why the Amish people really, of course, live an entirely different life than we do, because we tap into all of these magnificent things, scientific things, but so many of them have come from tapping into the secret knowledge. And certainly everybody knows about Thomas Edison, this wonderful inventor who came up with so much of the knowledge of electricity and the electric light and the motion picture, and we go down the list of all of his accomplishments. But what nobody will tell you is that Thomas Edison was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and Thomas Edison would go into meditation and trances and come up with these magnificent ideas that transformed our life. But I think he was transforming it for this day, because we are living at the climax of history, and the world is soon about to change. And, of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly will realize, of course, we're moving towards a worldwide nuclear war. How can I say that with any degree of assurance? Well, I can talk to you about the Civil Edmunds story, how we've been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could transfer it to Iran so we could justify a nuclear war in the Middle East, which will eventually lead to a worldwide nuclear war and the destruction of many of our major cities. But it's all prophesied in the Bible. You notice when you read the Bible, you don't read about America. Well, I mean, didn't God know that America was going to be here at these times? Yeah, sure he knew. At least America would be here, because America was to lead this world towards the world government and towards the new world religion. But America, of course, is going to fade from importance. I hate to say this, but everything points in that direction. Our leaders are intent upon destroying our economy, and impoverishing our people, on transferring our jobs overseas, and of plunging this country into a worldwide nuclear war, which will bring about the fulfillment of course, of the prophecies of Revelation 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and of course, Revelation 6:8 tells us, "And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind." Oh, who do we have as a guest here?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Hi. Fine, thank you. We're having our first big snow today.
Your program today
is bringing back so many memories. I just can't believe it. It's like Niagara Falls. The Bending of the Spoons, Morals and Dogma. I read, it was in my parents' library, and I read it before I was 12. I mean, most of it.
Did you really?
It didn't stick. I didn't even, until you've been bringing it up recently, I hadn't even thought about it. But
did you understand Morals and Dogma when you read it?
Pardon me?
Did you understand Morals and Dogma?
I didn't understand any of it. I did not understand any of it. I was only probably about eight or nine years old when I read it. I learned to read when I was about six, I guess, and I was a voracious reader, and I read everything in my parents' library. And that was one of them, big, thick book. And, no, I didn't understand it. It sounded like a mixed-up mess to me. I don't even remember anything it said.
Well,
it didn't
but
stick.
Believe me, you could read that, and I've read it. I read it a couple of times before I was able to suddenly realize that it was all Gnosticism, and everything that we would feel was good, they would feel was bad, and just exactly the opposite, because, of course, they worship a different God. Go ahead, Maureen. I guess we're just about out of time. Hey, I appreciate you calling.
I'll talk to you soon, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks.
Bye.
We'll be back just a moment.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Evangelist and Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in the Loveland, Colorado area during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more details. Once again, Evangelist Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in Loveland during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more information.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Well, Dr. Ken, back here. Anyway, we're through this morning. If you'd like to check out a couple of those interviews, you can look at my website, Monday evening with J. Michael Bennett. Certainly, I guess it was yesterday afternoon with Mr. Wasserman. That would be my 4 o'clock program. This information is vitally important, and you have to understand we're engaged in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but you are called to be involved, because if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Now, can we turn things around? Only God knows the answer to that question, but we are called to do our best, and of course, hopefully in the process, to bring as many people as we can into the kingdom of our God, not their God, because they don't worship the God of the Bible. And of course, what I do is a ministry, hopefully, to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'd like to have a weapon to use in this war, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You should get it and read it if you haven't. If you can't afford it, you can always go up on my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down to videos, and then scroll down to the videos to Brotherhood of Darkness. We've got a great selection of videos there. But you can watch the talk from which the book came and get the general idea, because it's an interesting book written against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. What does the murder on the Orient Express have to do with the Brotherhood of Darkness? Well, you got to read the book to find out. But then I hope many of you out there, if you're in a position to do it, will make a pledge to buy a case of the books. Ordinarily, the book is $12.95. You're getting it for $2.50. Just a few cents over that. It's $149.95 plus shipping. You'll get a case of books when they are printed. You get 60 copies of my books, and you can sell them and go to a flea market and sell them, you know, sell them for whatever you can get for them. But we want people to read, to begin to understand what we are up against. And here's an excellent weapon to use in this spiritual battle that is being waged for the souls of men and the survival of the Christian civilization. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4 CD set on the swine flu epidemic. Understand, number one, swine flu is a very mild disease. Your chances of getting into trouble if you're an adult, probably 1 in 500,000 to a million. If you're a child, probably the same statistics, 1 to every 500,000 to a million. Oh, they tell you 86 children have died. 86 children have died. Well, of course, two-thirds of them had other serious health diseases. I mean, 30 children out of 30 million children in America have died, and they want to give you a poisonous vaccine. And if you read the statistics on that vaccine, You read about flu mist, the nasal mist. 2.1% of the children who took it, 2.1%, 2.1% had to be hospitalized. We have the information from the drug manufacturers. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.